There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink, nothing in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
to the Kokomo? You can play it fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. We gotta go to
Kokomo.
Martinique, that Montserrat mystique. We put out to sea and we'll perfect our chemistry. By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and midnight. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Kokomo,
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo? Look at me fast and then we'll take it slow.
Prince, I wanna catch a glimpse. Everybody knows a little place like Kokomo. Now if you wanna go and get away from it all, go down the coast.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo? We can play it fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go.
Ah, the Kokomo from the Beach Boys from 1989. But we're presently in the present and we're going to talk travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, and it's her particular segment that she joins us and tells us what's going on in the travel world. Now, Erin, what are we talking about today?
Good morning, Colleen. Thank you for having me.
Say that again.
Sorry, good morning, Colleen. Thank you for having me. And today we're talking about European river cruise itineraries and the different rivers they cruise along. So river cruising in Europe, it's still one of the most popular styles of holidays that Australian travellers choose when they look at European destinations. There are many reasons to this, such as the ease of travelling as you unpack once and then your cabin's your home for the duration of the cruise. Also, there's so many options available when it comes to itineraries and the rivers that you cruise along in Europe. You could literally take a different European river cruise itinerary every year for 10 years and still have some different itineraries available that you wouldn't have done.
I had no idea, Erin, that there were so many itineraries available for European river cruising. In your opinion, Erin, what would you say is the most popular itinerary?
Yeah, Colleen, I think without a doubt the Grand European Itinerary, which cruises between Amsterdam and Budapest or vice versa, it's still the most popular itinerary that people choose. So it cruises along the Rhine, the Main and the Danube rivers, and it takes in such countries as Hungary, Austria, the Czech Republic, Germany and the Netherlands. This itinerary, it's also one of the longest cruises available, which ranges from between 12 and 15 days. And this amount of time cruising, it really allows the travellers the opportunity to completely unwind and relax and take in all that's on offer at each stop along the way. The Grand European Itinerary, it's also a great way to enjoy the scenery and the culture, the history and the art of more of the Eastern European countries. And, of course, let's not forget the glorious food. It certainly is quite high on my list of European river cruise itineraries that I would like to enjoy.
Yes, the Grand European itinerary, or at least part of it, is also on my list eventually, Erin, as I've seen most of the Rhine from a train that followed the river, so I would like to see something very different.
Well, Colleen, the beauty of the various river cruise itineraries that are available is that many of them offer a shorter version of the longer itinerary. So perhaps you might like to take a shorter itinerary from, say, Nuremberg or Passau to Budapest. And that would allow you to cruise along the Danube and see some different towns and sites along the way. That might be perfect for you.
Yes, probably that shorter itinerary sounds fantastic. Now, let's just take a little short interlude now while I daydream and think a little bit of a lovely European cruise. Here's Tina Turner and Proud Mary on the River.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice. Easy. But there's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy
day.
We always
but
do
I
it.
I never lost
nice
one minute.
It's rough.
And I will work.
But we're going to take the beginning of this song.
The thing
and do it
been
easy.
Big wheel. Keep
but then we're
going to
do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary,
it's the way we
keep
do
on burning.
Proud Mary, and we're rolling, ooh, rolling, ooh, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story.
Left a good job
down in the city,
working for the man every night and day.
And I was worried
about the way that things might have been.
You know that
big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Yeah,
the river.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling,
rolling on.
Tina Turner and Proud Mary in theme of European river cruising. And welcome back to Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, proud sponsor of this station. And we're talking about European river cruise itineraries and the rivers. Now, Erin, apart from the Grand European River Cruise itinerary that we've already talked about, what are some of other popular river cruises itineraries available?
Yeah, there's some great itineraries all over Europe at the moment, Colleen, and some of the most popular ones are between Amsterdam and Basel, or vice versa. This itinerary cruises along the Rhine and the Moselle rivers, takes in such countries as the Netherlands, Germany, France and Switzerland, and this particular itinerary offers some spectacular scenery, and you'll see many UNESCO heritage listed castles and ruins along the way, and of course some fantastic food and wine. And you've also got some great south of France river cruise itineraries, where you can travel by a TVG or fast train between Paris and Dijon, and then cruise along the Rhone River in France down to Arles, and then you transfer from Arles down to Nice in the French Riviera. So this itinerary, it's ideal for those, again, food and wine lovers. It's an absolute gastronomical adventure. Or you can take a northern France river cruise between Paris and Rouen, where you will take a humbling visit to the beaches of Normandy and cruise along the Seine River. And still in France, the fastest growing itinerary is the Bordeaux River Cruise. It's a round trip from Bordeaux to Saint. Emilion, returning to Bordeaux. Again, it's a wine lover's delight. Obviously, in the Bordeaux region, it takes in such rivers as the Garonne, Gironde, and Dordogne. Fun fact about this particular itinerary is that you get to visit up to 4 different wine regions, so that's a bonus.
Well, it's interesting that you're talking about that, because I've been on that TVG train.
Oh, yes.
From Paris down to Dijon.
As have I,
unbelievable.
Yeah. It's so fast.
And I've also been up to the beaches in Normandy, and it's very humbling.
Yeah.
And they're gorgeous regions, both of them. And we're getting a theme here, Erin. We're always talking about food and wine. So apart from those itineraries you mentioned, are there any up-and-coming river cruise itineraries in Europe that our listeners may not have heard of?
Yeah, there's definitely some up-and-coming itineraries in the European river cruise market. Probably the newest to emerge is the Portugal and Spain river cruise between Porto in Portugal along the Douro River to Salamanca in Spain, and then returning to Porto. This itinerary usually takes about 8 days. Another great up-and-coming European river cruise itinerary is the Elbe River in Germany. It's, you know, again, fast becoming a popular option for cruisers. And these river cruise itineraries usually go between Dresden and Wittenberg, and then the option to extend either side in either Berlin or Prague. And I think another European river cruise itinerary that's actually re-emerging or becoming more popular, if you like, are the Russian river cruises. These itineraries are more often than not, they travel between St. Petersburg and Moscow, and they take in numerous rivers and canals along the way, and it's a fantastic way to explore Russia and, again, take in many UNESCO heritage sites along the way.
Well, I have to say, Erin, that there's a lot of passion in your voice today.
Yeah.
So is European river cruising one of your favourite ways to travel?
Yeah, it certainly is, Colleen. I've been fortunate enough to experience two European river cruises. I've cruised from Amsterdam to Basel, which was stunning to take in all of those UNESCO heritage listed castles and ruins along the way. And then I also enjoyed a French river cruise, which is what we're talking about with the TVG from Paris to Nice, and that was a wonderful 12-night cruise along the Rhone, which was a sensory extravaganza. So, yeah, I certainly know a thing or two about river cruising.
Yes, it sounds like you're quite the river cruising queen, I think. And Erin, and thank you for today. I think you've definitely given our listeners some great information and knowledge on the very different itineraries available, just not the Rhine that we often hear about, and all the river cruising in Europe and the rivers they actually cruise along. And if any of our Port Stephens listeners would like to have any more information on today's travel segment, or would like to book their European river cruise, or have any other travel related questions, you know you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427, or email the station at admin@psrfm.org.au. I guess that they can always just Google travel managers or Erin Beckford and you'll come
they
up,
can.
Won't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank you for today, Erin. And what can we look forward to during our next Talking Travel segment?
Thank you again, Colleen. And for our next Talking Travel segment, we're going to sort of stay on the same theme, and we'll be talking about both river and ocean cruising, but something different. We're going to talk about making the most of your cabin and the ship facilities that are available, and that will be actually next Thursday, the 5th of April, same time as today's segment, just after 10:30.
Well, thank you for joining us. We've been talking travel with your own personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, proud sponsor of this station, and she'll be back with you next week. It is 9 minutes to 11 on Port Stephens FM 100.9.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Port Stephens residents no longer have to go afield or online to book flights, an amazing holiday or a relaxing cruise with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, in town. With over 11 years travel industry experience, Erin can help plan and tailor...